In some high school sports from the weekend, the Trainer Invitational Wrestling Tournament saw East Mills win with 216 points. Red Oak with a 126 total was second. Woodbine, Southwest Iowa, AHST, Exira EHK, St. Albert, and Trainer are the rest of the field. East Mills crowned six champions in that meet on Saturday. Also locally, Zach Hagedon of AHST won the 145-pound title, while Exira EHK's Evan Hansen was the champ at 182, and Trey Sander of Exira EHK wins at 220 pounds. In that meet. In Saturday basketball action, boys play, it was Denison over Lewis Central 51-37, Coon Rapids Bayard beating West Harrison 55-40, East Mills over Heartland Christian 67-50, IKM Manning beat Panorama 70-61, while Central Decatur downed West Central Valley 77-69. In girls Saturday basketball, Exira EHK over Guthrie Center 43-22, Lewis Central beat Denison 50-25, Panorama topping IKM Manning 62-47, Trainer beat Abraham Lincoln 71-43, Central Decatur over West Central Valley 64-48, Coon Rapids Bayard beat West Harrison 54-27, Heartland Christian over East Mills 50-38, and Weeping Water Nebraska topping Sydney 45-29. Hallie Christofferson was 11 of 16 from the field and a perfect 10 for 10 from the free throw line, scoring 33 points to lead number 20 Iowa State to a 79-52 win over Cal State Fullerton Sunday afternoon. Christofferson added 8 rebounds to her game totals, while Nicole Blaskowski poured in 16 points and Sienna Johnson grabbed 12 rebounds in that Cyclone effort. Iowa State improves to 8-0 on the season with that victory as they'll host number 25 Iowa on Sunday. Actually, that game will be on Thursday night. In top 25 men's college basketball, 13th-ranked Oregon outscored Mississippi in overtime 115-105, while number 24 San Diego State beat Washington 70-63. In the NBA yesterday, Boston over New York 114-73, Miami beat Detroit 110-95, Oklahoma City over Indiana 118-94, Houston topping Orlando 98-88, and Toronto beat the LA Lakers 106-94. In the National Hockey League on Sunday, Minnesota beat San Jose 3-1, Boston over Toronto 5-2, Chicago beat Florida 6-2, Washington over the New York Rangers 4-1, Vancouver 3-1 over Colorado. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes will play 15th-ranked LSU in the Outback Bowl in Tampa New Year's Day. It'll complete a bounce-back year for a program that missed out on a bowl in 2012 with a 4-8 record. The Hawkeyes are 8-4 after finishing the regular season with three straight wins, and they'll take on an LSU team that's 9-3.
Yeah, I told our guys yesterday, I said, you know, I don't know how it's all going to turn out, but my guess is we're going to play somebody that will have a name that's very recognizable and probably be ranked. And you know, to me, that's a good thing. That's what you want. One thing about bowls, you know, you're always going to play a tough opponent. And the other part about it is it's a great opportunity. So, yeah, what else can you ask for? And we've got plenty of time to get prepared just like they will. And, you know, it's going to be a great thrill to have a chance to play a team like LSU that's had such great success through the years.
That's Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz. It'll be the second time Iowa and LSU have met in a bowl game. Back in the 2005 Capital One Bowl, Drew Tate hit Warren Holloway with a 56-yard touchdown pass as time expired for a 30-25 Iowa win. The Tigers will be without senior quarterback Zach Mettenberger. He suffered a knee injury in the regular season finale. But Ferentz says in the 2005 meeting, the Tigers played three different quarterbacks. Ferentz says it'll be a great opportunity for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, it's a real compliment to our players. It's a reward they've earned. And I'm just really happy to see them get rewarded so nicely. To have a chance to go to Tampa is just, you know, that's fantastic.
Iowa became the fourth choice out of the Big Ten with wins over Michigan and Nebraska the final 2 weeks, moving the Hawkeyes up in the pecking order.
Competitively, we stood tall with those storied programs and from a fan base. So we ended up where I thought we would a couple of weeks ago and where the Bulls had been talking about us ending up, and it's a credit to Kirk, it's a credit to Hayden, it's a credit to our fans, it's a credit to our history, but most importantly, it's a credit to the guys who won on the field this year.
That's Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta, who believes the fans are anxious to travel to a bowl game after missing out last season. Iowa has always been an attractive bowl team because of the number of fans it brings, but Barta says the difference this season were the results on the field.
You know, we're playing good football. Number two, Kirk has a great history of competing in bowls and bringing a team that's first class. And then the history and tradition of Iowa and our fan base. So I make sure I point all those out, but I have a lot of tools to work with. So I don't know if it's anything that I had to say. I would tell you that most of the bowls know all of those things. And so it's just reminding them and getting caught up and getting reacquainted. But it really sells itself in some ways because of all those things that I mentioned.
Well, this will be Iowa's fourth trip to the Outback Bowl. It'll be the first one since a lopsided win over South Carolina in 2009. The Big Ten has seven teams going to bowl games this season. Minnesota will play Syracuse in the Texas Bowl on December 27th. Michigan will face Kansas State in the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl in Tempe, Arizona on December 28th. Also in the Gator Bowl, Nebraska will face Georgia on January 1st. And in the Capital One Bowl, Wisconsin will play South Carolina on January 1st as well. Two other Big Ten teams will be playing in BCS games. The BCS matchups look like this. Top-ranked Florida State and number two Auburn will play in the final BCS championship game on January 6th at the Rose Bowl. The Seminoles wrapped up their berth, crushing Duke 45-7 in Saturday's ACC title game. The Tigers were 59-42 winners over Missouri for the SEC crown on Saturday. But Auburn's spot in the BCS title game wasn't secured until Michigan State beat Ohio State 34-24 hours later. The other BCS Bowl matchups include Alabama getting the SEC's BCS consolation games. The Crimson Tide will face number 11 Oklahoma in the Sugar Bowl January 2nd. Ohio State has to settle for a spot in the Orange Bowl against number 12 Clemson after blowing a berth in the BCS title game. Fourth-ranked Michigan State and number 5 Stanford have been selected for the Rose Bowl centennial on New Year's Day, while the Fiesta Bowl will pit sixth-ranked Baylor against number 15 Central Florida in a battle of 11-1 teams. Well, Florida State and Auburn are 1-2 in the latest Associated Press football poll. Alabama moved up to spot to third, just ahead of Michigan State and Stanford. Baylor, Ohio State, South Carolina, Missouri, and Oregon round out the final regular season top 10. UCLA linebacker Anthony Barr has won the Lott Impact Trophy as the collegiate defensive player, having the biggest influence on his team. The other finalists were Chris Borland of Wisconsin, Devin Kennard of Southern California, and James Morris of Iowa. Barr, the first Bruin to win the 10th annual award, led UCLA with 20 tackles for losses. He also had 10 sacks, 5 forced fumbles, 4 fumble recoveries, and 62 total tackles. The award is named for Hall of Fame defensive back Ronnie Lott and goes to a player with strong academic work, community involvement, and team leadership. UCLA receives a $25,000 gift for its general scholarship fund. Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly says nose guard Louis Nix III is signed with an agent and he'll forego his final year of eligibility to enter the NFL draft, where he's projected by many to be a first-round draft pick. The season came to an end for Nix on November 21st when he underwent season-ending surgery to repair a torn meniscus in his left knee. Well, Kansas City scored early and often Sunday, breaking a 3-game losing streak with a 45-10 embarrassment of the Washington Redskins. The Chiefs improved to 10-3 by dominating an opponent that offered little resistance. They scored in their first 4 possessions, sacked Robert Griffin III 5 times and Kirk Cousins once, and they returned a punt and a kickoff for touchdowns. The score was 17-0 after the first quarter and 38-10 at halftime. Quentin Demps immediately answered the lone Redskins touchdown with a 95-yard kickoff return, part of a stunning tally of 321 return yards by Kansas City just in the first half alone. The Redskins fell to 3-10, increasing speculation that coach Mike Shanahan will be gone at the end of the season. Elsewhere around the NFL yesterday, Green Bay beat Atlanta 22-21, Tampa Bay down Buffalo 27-6. New England outscored Cleveland late to beat the Browns 27-26. Philadelphia in 8 inches of snow beat Detroit 34-20. Cincinnati over Indianapolis 42-28. Miami beat Pittsburgh 34-28. Baltimore over Minnesota 29-26. The New York Jets over Oakland 37-27. Denver beat Tennessee 51-28. San Diego over the New York Giants 37-14. San Francisco edging Seattle 19-17. Arizona beat St. Louis 30-10. And New Orleans over Carolina 31-13. Tonight it'll be Dallas at Chicago. And in golf, Zach Johnson rallied from four shots down with eight holes remaining to beat Tiger Woods at the World Challenge. Johnson holed out from a drop area for par on the last hole to force a playoff and beat the number one player in golf when Woods missed a five-foot par putt on the first extra hole. Johnson closed with a 4-under par 68 for a 13-under total before defeating the tournament host. It was only the fourth time in his career that Woods lost a lead of at least two shots going into that final round. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.